Beings, darker than night, these are tales of shadow people. Stories, folklore, legends, leyendas, cuentos y más. This is Spooky Tales. Listen, escuchen at your own risk. Hi everyone, this is Christina.
And this is MJ.
And today we have a returning guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi guys, how you doing? It's me, Joshua Chavez.
And if you remember our Tales of Brujas episode, it's the same one. Same Joshua. Not a new one.
Sorry, I'm not sure how to introduce myself there. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Today we're talking about shadow people. And we do have another episode. I think it's like 4 or 5. It's one of our very early ones.
Yes.
We go a little more into detail in that episode about like the history of them and all that. So today we're really just going to be sharing stories. We do have a listener story before we each tell our own stories. So this was sent in via Twitter. But again, if you have any spooky stories for us, feel free to send them in to spookytales@gmail.com or any of our socials. We accept messages in all of them. So here goes the story. I've got a story, probably several for you. I've got a shadow friend. He shows up randomly, never does anything, just kind of exists. Seen him literally everywhere I've ever been, usually right before or after something major in my life. About 50% of the time, he's peeking out from behind a wall, like he's trying to spy on me. My wife believes it's the baby my mom miscarried right before having me. She thinks he likes to check up on me from time to time. Kind of cute, right?
That goes along with a lot of stories I've heard with people who have a miscarriage or a stillborn baby, that they'll have another child that is successfully born that'll say, oh yeah, that's my little friend. They come and visit me, you know, every so often. So yeah, I mean, that's something I hear. I've heard a lot from doing research into different scary stories or different things that I've heard about with researching this topic.
It's a yeet for my kids.
I feel like it sounds harmless, so you know.
I mean,
that's so cute. As long as they don't talk to me.
You need some sage to yeet that thing.
Yeet. No, it's like a thousand times creepier when a child is telling you the story. Like, I don't care. Even if it's harmless, it's like a thousand times creepier.
I imagine the kid from Scary Movie 3, Cody, when he's like, he'd be like, that's my friend. That's not even a real scary movie, but that kid, like, he was the perfect scary kid.
You know, you're right when you say that it's really scary when little kids are the ones that say, you know, they saw something or one or the other. And it's funny because I used to do that when I was a kid. Along those lines, I used to tell my sister, you know, do you remember when I was older than you? To my eldest sister, I was maybe like 3 or 4 years old.
What?
She's like 9 or 10. And I used to tell her a lot. And I still remember from when I was a kid. I don't know why, but I'd be like, you remember when I was older than you? And then I'd go into a story about something and she'd look at me like, what are you talking about? Because she would watch those old Robert Stack Unsolved Mysteries episodes. So it would just freak her out. She'd be like, oh my god, you're one of those kids, aren't you? You were in the Civil War, weren't you? Like, maybe.
I might be.
I was always really weird as a kid. For all I know, I was a
reincarnation. That was my brother.
That was me, too. That was me. I used to freak my older brother out, too.
I mean, I know for me, like, for instance, I know I'm a joker, right? I'm a bit of a prankster. But at that time, I can wholeheartedly tell that I do not remember messing with her in that way. I remember being the same age and hiding like in a clothes rack at a JCPenney. And like, I know I was being malicious there because I was freaking my mom and my sister out, enjoying the time laughing in there. So I know for a fact that when I told her, remember when I was older than you, I was not joking. I straight up thought there was a time I was older than her. Kids are weird and creepy.
Yeah.
We need a shirt that says kids are creepy. So I have three, shadow people stories. Just because I think when we first talked about it, I couldn't find a lot that were in Latin America, but today I did. So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So this first one is from the radio show La Mano Peluda, which we have talked about before. This was titled Se Me Apareció Un Bulto Negro. I don't know. Oh, and that means a shadow person appeared to me, something like that.
Yeah, like a bulto is like a mass.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people in Mexico call shadow people bultos.
I had no idea. I'm learning something new.
Well, the more you know.
Yeah.
I don't know the original date of the phone call, but it is... There's a podcast that replays old La Mano Peluda shows, so it was on there. So, a man named Eduardo calls Juan Ramon Sáenz from Xochimilco, Mexico, and it's a Saturday. Eduardo had just gotten his paycheck. It was 2 a.m. Apparently, he works the night shift. He says he's a velador, and I was like, what the hell is that? So, I had to Google it, and then Google said it's a nightstand person, and I was like, what the hell is that? I think it's like a night security guard. That's the conclusion I came to. So he accidentally falls asleep on the job like all the time. And he's like, it's just part of the job. And I'm like, I like how you admit and you're like, he doesn't even care. He's like, sometimes I take a nap, you know, whatever. During my shift at work. So during one of these times, he woke up and he saw un bulto, a black shadow, manifest in front of him. It was like 3 feet away, and then it started heading towards him very slowly. And you know how they say they don't walk normal? They kind of like move side to side?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it was moving.
Ew.
When the black shadow figure noticed Eduardo looking at it, it began getting smaller and smaller until it was cat-sized. And then it left.
What the hell?
Yeah. Eduardo was shocked and confused at what he saw. Other nights during his shifts, he sees shadow people walking. But this is the first time that he has seen it kind of get smaller and smaller into like a cat size and disappear. And he tries to follow them. And yeah, they disappear. One of his ex-coworkers quit because he saw shadow figures and that freaked him out. And that's what I would do too.
What in the world? We already have shadow people in Hat Man, and here we are with shape-shifting shadow people.
Yeah, yeah. And sorry, weirdly enough, my other story from Mexico includes shape-shifting shadow people too.
Oh,
and
wow.
This is the only time I have heard of shape-shifting shadow people. So, yeah.
See,
I don't
here,
know.
That's why I made that little joke I made. I'm like, now we got to deal with shape-shifters.
Yeah. Jeez.
Jesus.
Thanks, Mexico. So they all brought this up to the owners of this building where they work, and the owners don't care. They're just like, whatever, work. Eduardo has been working there at the time of the phone call. He's been there a year and a half. I don't know if he's there anymore. But yeah, that's weird.
That is very.
Mm-hmm.
This following story is the next one that's from Mexico. And this is from Reddit user Mars Fire. And it's pretty long, so be ready. So, some background about this property. This place is very old, around 200 years old. The house first started as a small cottage located within a farm in the middle of nowhere in a small village. By the middle of nowhere, I mean that they had a water well because that was their only means of water. The most distinctive thing I remember about this place was that water well. And if you all remember from previous episodes, wells are a source of evil.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They exist for murder.
For murder.
Yes. Okay, so go on.
Bobby Mackey's can't confirm.
Yeah. One of the stories my family would tell is that a long time ago, a little girl was playing around this water well when her ball fell down the well. I think we know where this is going. In her efforts of reaching for it, the little girl ended up falling in there and died. Before my grandparents owned this property, the previous owner used to keep his guns on the top corner. Oh, you know what? Trigger warning for suicide. Okay, let me start over. Before my grandparents owned this property, the previous owner used to keep guns in the top corner of a door. One day, he brought his guns down to clean them when one of them went off and he shot himself. He died in there as well. My grandparents took over the property a little bit after. Before my grandparents got together, they used to be married to other people. Oh, okay, so this is their second marriage.
Hmm.
My grandma had about 5 children with her previous husband, and my grandpa had about 7 children with his previous wife. Damn. Okay, that's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of kids.
No thanks. Okay, so they go on to say, both of my grandparents' spouses ended up passing away, leaving them alone to look after their families by themselves. Eventually, they met and decided to remarry. My grandparents had another 5 children together, and my mom was... Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I was shocked, too. I was going to say something. Hold on. Is anyone keeping count? So this is...
Wait.
13 and 18. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Okay,
17,
wow.
That's a hell no.
That's the real horror story.
That's the real horror story.
I'm just kidding, guys. Kids are great. Anyway.
Yeah, they're great when you have about 2 of them at most. You know.
Yes, but yeah, that's the magic 17's number.
17's pushing it. Just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit.
That's terrible. Okay, so... Where was I? Okay, so yeah, the mom of the person telling this story was in the last 5 kids, the group of 5 kids that they had together.
Jesus.
Okay, so when my grandparents took over this property, they remodeled and built more rooms around the cottage to accommodate their big family. At some point, my great aunt moved in with them. My mom remembers her aunt wasn't all mentally there and was very mean to people. At this time, the cottage had been rebuilt to a big house, which they added a second floor to. My great aunt lived in the second floor. One day, my great aunt fell down the stairs and died. That's a lot of death here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I had the fortune to grow up in that house, and it was a very spooky place. There were stories about a white shadow and a black shadow people used to see. In Spanish, they call these shadow people bultos. One day, when my mom and her friends were young and dating, my aunt's boyfriend, now my uncle, claimed to see un bulto. He said he was waiting for her in the living room when he saw my aunt come out of the kitchen. They both sat down in the living room when he started a conversation with her. He said my aunt wasn't verbally responding to his questions. She would only nod her head. He was a bit concerned about her. He thought maybe she wasn't feeling well, so he just decided to say goodbye and leave. I'm guessing that was a shadow person and not the aunt.
Oh my goodness.
That's just my guess. We don't know yet. We'll see.
Spirit manifestation.
Yeah. Oh, this house only has one main door, and that's the only way people can enter or exit. As he was walking out the door, he sees my aunt outside of the house with her sister. Okay. My aunt's boyfriend was so confused because he had just left my aunt in the living room, and there was no way she could now be outside the house. My aunt explained to him that she was outside waiting for him and that she hadn't been inside the house in a while. My aunt's boyfriend was pale, as if he had just seen a ghost. My family believes he had witnessed this bulto shapeshift into my aunt. Mm-mm.
Uh-uh.
No. This sounds like some doppelganger type shit.
Yes, it really does.
This is creepy. Okay, let me go on. My mom and her sisters didn't like to be alone in the house. They claimed that different people would witness these bultos, shadows, especially at night. One day, when I was around 6 years old, I was sleeping in the room where the water well used to be located. No, that's a big no. At that time, the water well had been remodeled and a metal green door had been placed over it to cover the opening. This door had so many locks as if they were trying to keep something in there from escaping. This sounds like some... What's the movie with the well? The Ring?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, this sounds like some Ring type shit. I remember I woke up frightened and I quickly sat up with my heart pounding. My legs were hurting so bad and I felt one of the most excruciating pains ever. Somehow I was pulled by my legs while I was sleeping. I woke up almost falling out of bed. I quickly moved back towards where my pillow was, and I remember lying in bed, unable to go back to sleep. I was so confused and in so much pain. A couple of weeks later, my baby cousin was sleeping in that room. My older cousin and I were playing outside that room when we heard my baby cousin crying hysterically out of nowhere. My older cousin ran into the room to check up on her. little brother, but as soon as she stepped foot inside that room, she started to scream uncontrollably.
What the hell?
My aunt rushed to them to see what the problem was. My older cousin kept yelling, "El bulto, el bulto," the shadow, the shadow. When my aunt was finally able to calm her down, she said she saw a black shadow figure hovering over her little brother. Wow. Okay. My cousin used to say that she believed one of the shadow figures used to live inside the water well. We used to place our ears over that green locked door and we would hear voices. Oh my God.
Oh, hell no.
Wow. Okay. We couldn't exactly tell what they were saying since it sounded like whispers. Another time we were sleeping in a different room with my grandma. My grandma woke up because she heard noises coming from a corner of the room. When she went to go check, she noticed that her old school sewing machine was spinning on its own.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, my God. Someone needs to make a movie about this house.
Mm-hmm. This is a really good story.
Yeah. The only way to operate the sewing machine was with a foot pedal. The only person close by it was me, and at the time, I was sleeping, and there's no way I could reach it. This actually happened a couple of times, and during those times, I was the only one lying in bed next to the sewing machine. The foot pedal was located on the floor next to my bed. There would have to have been something under or near my bed to be able to reach and operate the sewing machine. This house was a creepy old place where no one liked to be alone, and it felt like it was definitely haunted. Yeah, for sure, man. That was... I have always wondered if the spirits of the people who passed away in this property were the bultos, the shadows, or if it was something else. Whatever it was able to shapeshift and physically move things. Eventually, my grandparents passed away in this house as well. I have a lot more stories, but those are for another time.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm. That story was a straight-up Bishop Bullwinkle song. Hell to the nah.
Burn it all down. Spray some holy water. I don't know, something.
Sage in all four corners. Bury crucifixes in all four corners. Salt it, burn it, leave it alone. Leave up warning signs, anything.
Everything and anything. Do everything.
Leave the plot alone.
And run.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah, that one was... Yeah, I want a TV show about this. Haunting of Bly Manor style.
Oh, dude, that would be amazing.
Except with a bunch of Mexicans.
18.
Yeah, 18 Mexicans in the house. No mames.
All the mommies. This
yeah, great. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Once the sewing machine turns on by itself. Yeah, way. Yeah. I have one more weird one that all I also had never heard of a shadow figure in this manner, and this is from Colombia. So you know what, Latin America does shadow people like to the they take it to another level.
They do.
Okay, so this is about a woman in Colombia, and she describes seeing a giant shadow person in her bedroom as a child, which followed her into adulthood. It was huge, wow. 2 or 3 meters tall, and for the rest of us, that's 9 feet. It had no eyes, and she saw it smile, the most evil smile she had ever seen, and then it climbed on top of her, and she could not breathe. She could not move, and she felt as if this thing wanted to kill her. Eventually, it disappeared, and she was able to move again. The shadow figure would appear at least 3 times a week, sometimes every night. Every time before it appeared, the temperature in the room changed. It was suddenly cold and she felt shivers and her ears would begin to ring. One night, she was in her living room with her husband, who didn't believe she was seeing shadow people, but instead just having nightmares. They were sitting together and they both saw the figure, the giant figure, I might add, in the corner of the room. At the time, this is from a YouTube video, and at the time of the YouTube video, they were still trying to figure out how to help her stop seeing this shadow person. So, yeah, I've never heard of them being that tall.
Right, me either.
Yeah, the tallest one I saw was maybe about 7 feet.
Okay.
It was pretty tall, but how tall was this one in the story again?
9 feet.
Wow. Yeah. Me neither. I've never seen one that big.
Yeah, and she drew a picture of it, so I'm going to post a picture of that so you all can see, because it looks creepy. It's just like this shadow, and it's smiling, but it has no eyes. Ugh.
That's gross.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am going to share personal stories because shadow people love me. So the first one, they're all short because they happen so often to me that they're just like, they're pretty short stories, but they're still occurrences. So I was getting ready for dinner, right? And I was having like a huge family dinner. It was like, this was about 3 months ago. And so I'm cooking, I'm on my stove, and then I see something move on the corner of my eye to my left. So I look down, and there's this like shadow person crawler type thing on the floor. And then it peeks, like, not it like it was like crawling like towards me, and then like it saw me looking at it, and then it rushes back away from me and hides in the what we like the dining area where I couldn't see it. So it like retracted back. And then within a few minutes or seconds, I look to my right, and to my right is the front door. And I saw two shadow people like just bobbing up and down and then just swooshing away. That was freaky. The crawler shadow person was freaky. And it, I don't know if, for those who have listened to some of my other stories, there was an instance. Oh God, when was this?
Do you think this was the same one that was like on that roof one time?
The ceiling? Yes, because it was
my bad.
Crawling the exact same way, except this time it was on the floor and not on the ceiling. And it was doing that twitching motion where it's like, if there was noise, it should have been some bone crunching, you know, noise. Ew, but there was no
like,
noise.
Is it like, what's that movie? The one in Japan. Not The Ring, but it came out around the same time.
The
Are you talking about the photographer?
The Grudge? Is it The Grudge?
The Grudge,
yeah. Something like that. And, you know, and there's no noise when these things move, at least not for me. And I was like, man, there should be like some bone crunching, you know, some cartilage rubbing against each other. I don't know, something. But that's how it moved. And it was really gross. And so that was an interesting day. I don't know if it was like three different ones or two different ones. And the one that was crawling on the floor just ended up by the front door or something. I don't know what was going on that day, but it was weird. It was like one after the other.
Wow.
My kids see them all the time. My daughter saw one over the summer in the kitchen, and she screamed, and she was like, "Who's that in the kitchen? It's a shadow." And I was like, that was fun. She had nightmares for a few days.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, and she sees them regularly, like me, because the other during this time she had like I was saying nightmares, so she would like co-sleep with me, and she saw one on the head of our bed, like the what is that called, the thing that goes behind the bed, the
like a headboard.
Yeah, the headboard. She saw it like peeping up from it. That was not fun, especially as like middle of the night. I don't even know what time it was, and I had to like download an app on my phone to convert my phone into a nightlight, because I sleep in pitch blackness, by the way, guys. So for my daughter to see this thing peeping from,
I've heard they're darker than night.
Yeah, so I was like, that had been pretty dark, because I sleep with my blinds closed, no light. I can't sleep if there's light. I don't know why. It has to be pitch black. And this was darker than that. And she was not having it.
That's terrifying.
That was not fun. And then a few weeks, about a week or two ago, my husband saw one on the corner of our room and screamed in the middle of the night and woke us all up.
That was me.
I mean, I felt so bad for him, but it was like, for me, it's like, when they wake me up in the middle of the night, I'm like, oh, shadow people, let's go back to bed. And then my husband was like, he screamed, which, you know, I can imagine he was fucking scared as hell.
But yeah.
Me being me, I just laughed. I was like, you'll be fine. Let me convert my phone into a nightlight again. but yeah, those are like, that's what's been happening the past few months. And I was talking to a friend and they're like, could it be because like during, you know, autumn and winter, it's like when the veil gets the thinnest. And I never noticed it until they said that. But most of my experiences happen in the fall or winter.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't know if that has something to do with it. I want your opinion, guys.
I'll be honest, I've never noticed a correlation between the time of the year and sightings, whether it be shadow people or things of the paranormal. So I honestly can't give you a fair assessment on that. But I do have one quick question. These shadow people you've been seeing, is this something that keeps happening to you throughout your lifetime? Or is this something that started happening more when you moved into the...
No, I've been seeing them since I was around 15.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, that, just the whole time you were telling those stories about your personal shadow people says I was real quiet because I was just formulating different ideas in my head, like oh, why would that be going on, or you know what I mean?
I've been seeing them since I was like in high school, and I don't know if it's like because the first shadow person encounter, which I go over, but was with the Hat Man, mm-hmm. and this was back when I was like 15 or 16. So it's been roughly like 15, 14 years since I've been seeing shadow people. And ever since that experience with the Hat Man that I had back in high school, they're constant. I don't see them super often, like every day, but I do see them like every other month. And I see them more frequently during the fall, around September, October.
Oh, wow.
Huh. It's weird. Mm-hmm. They just like fall.
Yeah, maybe. They're like, it's my favorite holiday. I don't know. Season. It's spooky season. Let's spook some people. Yeah. But I don't know, because I know the house that I lived in when I first had my shadow person encounter was super haunted. You would hear the phone ringing and a man's voice like go hello, and it was like I know everybody's voice on top of that, and it was like a very like a white man's voice, and whoever this person was, you could also hear them take footsteps, and they had like what sounded like these really heavy like work boots, and they would in the middle of the night just, you know, in the living room, because all that house that we lived in was all wood flooring, and you could hear, you know, every single little step you could hear because it's, you know, it resonates. And the phone would ring. You'd hear this someone walking in the, you know, the living room area, kitchen area. And then you'd hear them say hello. And that was in the same area that I saw the Hat Man, my first shadow person encounter. It was weird. That house was weird. You would also hear like footsteps, and I'm not talking about animals, like, because you could always tell when there's like an animal in your attic, but like legit human footsteps. It was that house was.
That's creepy, man.
Because it sounded like, again, like the there was someone with like these heavy work boots. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I don't know, some kind of really heavy boots. That's what it sounded like. Just walking on the roof or in the attic or in the living room. It was weird.
That's a no for me, dog.
But yes, yeah. Those are my shadow people, my recent ones. I'm pretty sure I'll have more later.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
So I've had two personal sightings that I can say for sure I saw a shadow person any other time that I think I might have seen them. It's one of those moments where you can't be too sure if it's your eyes playing tricks on you, because you know you think you see something dart in the dark right behind you or to the side of you in your peripheral vision. You think you might see something, but you never can be sure because you don't see it head on, right? So ever since I was a kid, I had those kinds of moments and instances where I thought I saw something moving in the in the dark hallway, because as you said, they appear to be darker than typical darkness. You mm-hmm. know? Even in the house, there's some sort of light that's making its way throughout the corners of the house or from a sunlit window. You might still, see something. But the two instances that I know for sure that I saw something were about 12 years ago or so. The first one, I was maybe about 20 years old. Me and my girlfriend, who I eventually married, my girlfriend and I were sitting outside with my friend Abraham. And, you know, we were in the backyard on a little porch swing, and he was sitting across from us. And this is kind of important. The seating is mm-hmm. important to the story because of some visual sightings that occur here. So this first story, we all actually saw it. It wasn't just me, but we all saw this shadow person. We were sitting on a porch swing, and my buddy Abraham was sitting in front of me and my wife. So to the right of me was a window to my girlfriend's room, right? Well, at the time she was my girlfriend. So it was a window to her room, and she typically would have the blinds down, but for some reason this night she decided to have the blinds up and the light on in that room. So we're just there hanging out, having some drinks, just talking, when all of a sudden I see out of the peripheral vision that I have on my right side that something is obstructing the light from the window. So as I start turning my head to look, I notice that everybody else starts turning their head to look also. And as I look at the window, I see a black figure that had no transparency to it. It was completely black, no light shining through it at all. It was just the outline of a person in complete blackness. And as soon as I saw that, it darted away from the window. Like, you know, if it were Ooh. Facing me, it went to the left. If it was facing me, it went to the left direction. As soon as I saw it dart, I said, "Hey, did you guys see that?" And, you know, my mind was formulating words faster than me realizing, hey, they're looking at the window too. So, of course, they saw that. Mm-hmm. So my wife, girlfriend at the time, she said, "Yeah, I saw something in my window." And my buddy Abraham, who was sitting across from me, said, "Yeah, I saw it too." But his view into the room was better than ours because we had our backs directly to the house. His back was facing away from the house, so he could see deeper into the room than we can. He had a better view. So he told us that he saw something dart out of the room fast, and it took a right turn through a doorway that was open. It was a sliding glass door that my wife had open at the time. And, you know, we got really freaked out because the only other people in the house were my girlfriend's parents at the time. And they were already asleep. It was about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. They were already asleep because they were early to bed, early to rise kinds of people. So I go inside with my buddy Abraham. We go looking around the house. We make sure that the front door is locked. And it was. Everything was locked from the inside. The windows, we didn't really think to check because there were burglar bars. You know, there's only one room that has burglar bars you can open with a key. And, you know, the keys weren't there. Like, no one could have gotten in. So we all just saw something in the window that was about 7 feet tall based off of, you know, the way it looked in the window. Because that window is taller than I am. I'm about 5'11". So whatever was standing in there was definitely taller than me because it was pretty much at the top of the window, which was maybe about 7 to 7.5 feet tall.
Wow.
And we didn't see a hat. We just saw that it looked like a person, just really tall. And what struck me odd about that was the fact that it made its way towards the door. It didn't just run through the wall. It, like, you know, my friend
said,
like,
it knew where it was going.
Yeah, it's like it had limitations to what it can do. Like, it can't just go through a wall.
It's
a physical limitation. Exactly. That's what struck me odd, was why is this thing not just going through a wall? It's going through an open doorway. Why is that? You know, that's the one thing that struck me odd about that instance. You know, like I said, we all saw it. We all talked about it. The moment it happened, my friend Abraham got really nervous because he doesn't like talking about that kind of stuff at all. He's seen things before too, but he to this day hasn't told me what he's seen because he's scared of that kind of stuff. You know, he grew up in a Latin American family, you know, and in their house, they believe in Jesus and God, and they don't really talk about that kind of stuff because they fear it might attract it, which, you know, I have evidence that, like, that does happen. It was really a weird story for another time. But
all right, well, that's just another opportunity to have you come back.
Do I have time for one more story real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, so the second shadow person that I saw happened one night around 2-3 in the morning. I had come home from my friend Chris's house, and my wife, you know, we are already married at the time. We moved into this house, and it turns out that, you know, it was my mother-in-law's house, right? Her old house that she used to live in, that she grew up in, and it was free at the time. Like, it was in occupied. She wasn't renting it, so she let us live there for the time being. So I had come back home from listening to Coast AM. Here in Texas, it starts at midnight and it ends at 4 in the morning. So I came home at around 3 in the morning after listening to it with my friend Chris at his house. So I get home, I lock the car door, I turn around to go through the front gate. But as I'm at the front gate, something tells me in my head, turn around. I feel like someone was looking at me. And I'm not going to lie, the area in which I grew up or that I was living in at the time, it wasn't necessarily bad, but it wasn't the best. You know, there are people mm-hmm. that walk around at night or sometimes people would try and break into certain things. So I thought to myself, like, look behind you. And as I turn around and look directly where the car's hood is, you know, where the car, the front driver's side door hinges, like where the point where it attaches to the car.
Yeah.
The hinges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was right there in front of the door hinge, pretty much like its body was facing me. And it was like right in front of, like, right by the car hood. But it wasn't around me, right? I could see it behind the car. I don't know if I'm explaining this properly, but I could see it. Yeah. So like the car's facing one way and like it's standing on the driver's side of the car and I'm on the passenger side trying to get into my house, right?
Like it was across from you.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, but like it was the car was blocking us from.
Yes. Okay. Being right.
Yeah. So I couldn't see its legs, but I could see its top half. Ew. So as I turn around and look, I see it standing there, but then it suddenly moves and Ew. Crouches into the position of getting into a car seat. So what? It looked like it squatted into the car. And that one, like, the door was closed, right? So it couldn't have, like, it's not like the same instance with that last story where it had to go through the open doorway. It appeared as though it went through the driver's side car door and sat down in the car. And as soon as that happened to me, as soon as I saw that, I said to myself, nope, I am going inside right now. I am not going to check this out. I'm going inside because I don't want anything to happen. And the interesting aspect of the story to me is that the light outside, there was one post light outside of my house. So that way people could see it with the traffic and everything at night. It was a city light that they have on a post out there and it was directly next to the car. So I had an illuminated view of the shadow person at the time. So I, like, you know, there was light around outside. It was 3 a.m, but there was still a street light up overhead mm-hmm. and I could see him. I saw him get in the car and I just went inside. And as soon as I went inside, I remembered to myself, hey, I think that's the same spot where my wife's uncle had committed suicide like 30 years before, 40 years before.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So my mother-in-law, one of her brothers actually committed suicide there at the house and it was in a car.
Oh, that's so weird that then this went into the car too.
That's strange.
It was really weird, to be honest with you. Yeah, that one for sure really weirded me out because I was by myself.
Oh yeah.
that's one that really weirds me out.
That was a good call, just like running inside.
Yeah. I'm not like in those movies where they're gonna be like, let's go check it out by ourselves. No,
yeah.
We're not doing that. Not this time.
I got chills.
I did too. So yeah, before we go, let's share some spooky recommendations. I'll go first because I just watched this movie today while my child was napping and I was stuck on the couch with the baby. That's why I've gotten to watch so many things recently.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I watched this movie on Hulu called Little Monsters, and it's a comedy horror about zombies. So there's like a kindergarten teacher and a student in her class has like a shitty ass uncle. He's like just this piece of shit. He does not have his life together. And he goes on a field trip with them to try and impress the teacher. And then there's zombies out of nowhere.
Let's just add zombies for no reason, but it's fun. But I'm down to watch that. That's not, I saw your tweet. It looks fun. I think I'm going to watch that tonight.
It is fun. I will add it. Even though there's kids in it, it's not for kids.
That's funny. My spooky recommendation is the book Somewhere in the Skies by Ryan Sprague. And Ryan is a friend of the podcast. And this one has to do with aliens. And as someone who is obsessed with aliens, I like the idea of them. I don't ever want to see one in real life, though. it's a good book, and I suggest you guys both check out the Somewhere in the Skies podcast and the book. Tell them the Spooky Tales sent you.
Check, if you haven't listened to them, check out their Puerto Rico episode first, because I am in that.
Yes.
I got one thing. It's on YouTube. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of him. His name is Abdullah Al-Anbari. He goes by Adventurer Abdullah. This guy, he's from Saudi Arabia, and all of his videos are him going to different places to do investigations there. And a lot of his videos tend to have shadow people in them.
Ooh.
Like, you know. Ooh. Yeah, so it's really weird. I mean, I would think a war-torn area might have some shadow people. Like, the places he does look like they've been bombed or demolished or, you know what I mean, some sort of conflict caused possibly the building to crumble. So this guy goes into a lot of abandoned places in Saudi Arabia. And I'll be honest with you, the shadow people in the videos tend to look like the same exact thing that I see.
Like, that is crazy. I'm gonna look this up.
Look him up. His name is Adventurer. Mm-hmm. You know, ER with the ending. Mm-hmm. Abdullah Al-Anbari. Adventurer, okay. Abdullah. Yeah, he's also on Snapchat, and I subscribe to his page. But yeah, he used to do ghost hunts live from Instagram, and he has a ton of videos up on YouTube, so you can check them out there.
Wow, awesome. Yeah, that sounds perfect for this episode too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was beating my brain trying to think of something. It's either him or Dr. David Bowles. I don't know.
Can't wait to check this out.
That's, yeah, same.
Interesting.
Yeah. Check it out and see if it goes along with what you see.
Yes.
Yeah, and then let us know too.
Yes, I will.
Let's see. And if you think you saw something in the corner of your eye in the middle of the night, you probably did, and it's a shadow person. Stay spooky. We'll catch everyone next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I always. Thanks for coming on. I'm so terrible at
That's okay. Don't worry about it at all. Not really, really.
We're totally professional, you guys.
We are the worst. Like, we're... All right, let's redo our byes. Bye.
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 A quick shout out to our spookies supporting us on Patreon. Mariela, Cleo, Rene, Yamaris, Iris, Ghost Train, and Madtown Charity. Thank you so much for your support. A Spooky Tales is hosted by Christina and MJ, edited and produced by Christina. If you're looking for extra ways to support the show, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/aspookytales. And you can also check out our Patreon for bonus episodes and more. Go to aspookytales.com/support. But of course, you have our eternal gratitude for just listening. Stay spooky!